guy.
Freak Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so connect with us in that way if you like. We're going to continue actually on the TSA topic, but you can bring up whatever you'd like here tonight. Actually, still to come if we get the chance, a poll on what Americans think, smartphone or sex? Americans were polled about what their preferences are. We'll give you that information if we get a chance. Your calls, though, come first here at 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, as I explained to you, I had went ahead and ordered some shirts from $6shirts.com because you totally botched it up. Attempted to order shirts for me, which I appreciate the sentiment, but you didn't really know what I wanted, and you got the wrong size.
Better shirts than you'd get anyway.
I got some cool shirts, and I'm really happy with them at $6shirts.com. But one of the other things I'm happy about $6shirts.com is they accept Bitcoin. And not only do they accept Bitcoin, but they're so into Bitcoin, they keep it. Because a lot of businesses that accept Bitcoin will cash it out at the end of the day. Or cash it out the moment they get it. And that's understandable. A lot of vendors, for instance, won't accept Bitcoin, so businesses feel like they need to cash it out. In the case of $6shirts.com, they keep the Bitcoin for themselves and or will spend it if they get the chance. So, for instance, they purchase their advertising with Free Talk Live with Bitcoin.
Yeah, I love this, and I love doing, you know, it's so easy to do transactions with Bitcoin, so much easier than getting the request to the check and the whole thing. This is the reason I love doing Bitcoin advertising.
So $6shirts.com, the shirts are great. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. A lot of them have nothing to do with liberty. They're, gaming-related or meme-related or perhaps TV, movies, sports. There's all kinds of categories, hundreds of shirts, a new design every day. At $6shirts.com. Plus, if you order with Bitcoin, your Bitcoin order is given priority over the cash orders, and you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. $6shirts.com. We go back to Jerry. He's listening in Charleston. We've been talking about the TSA. Mark just got back from his trip over to Belize. And, Jerry, you were explaining to us a story involving your wife, her carrying a spear gun onto an airplane and making it through the TSA, and then taking an Ambien but being asked to get off the plane. That's kind of where we left off. Can you pick up the story?
Right. So anyway, yeah, I had gotten the first call from her saying, you know, I'm in my seat now. I'm going to take an Ambien so I can get some sleep on the flight over. And then 5 minutes later, I got another phone call from her saying, hey, they're taking me off the plane.
Now, just to clarify, are you on the plane with her, or is this her own?
I'm in Charleston. I'm at work.
Okay.
And people are in the next cube or listening to me, and they're, you know, about ready to start doubling over as they hear this unfold. So anyway, she's being taken off the plane. TSA takes her to some room, I guess, where they interrogate her, and they decide that, you know, it's not a problem. And they said, you know, okay, so you'll have to take another flight. And, you know, she got a box to put the spear gun in. And, you know, of course, she had when they were interrogating her, of course, this Ambien is starting to set in. So she's starting to fall asleep. But anyway, she makes it out of it. She makes it out of there. She's, you know, schedules her next flight. And, you know, it's maybe 2-3 hour wait. And eventually she gets here. So, you know, it turned out it was no big deal, although they were, you know, pretty surprised that nobody had actually seen it until she got on the plane.
Yeah, it's amazing that she just walked with a full-on spear gun through TSA onto a plane, actually got the pilot's approval, and then they yanked her off.
Well, it was too long to fully...
Sure.
Fit in the bag, so it was like part ways open, and it was kind of hanging out. So
they wait. Anyway, I missed one detail. Did they take the spear gun or let her back on with it?
Well, they allowed her to. I think she found a box or something, and she was able to package it in a box, and then she went to the ticket counter and checked it in.
Okay. So she didn't carry it onto the plane. Got it. So she made it out, no ticket, no arrest, or anything like that.
But we did get, about 6 months later, we got a something from the TSA. It was like a fine. $250.
Yep.
If you pay it now, we'll give you a 50% off.
Well, that's nice.
they give you. So what did you do?
Pay it early option.
Yeah, I paid it early. Sure. So.
Did you pay?
Oh yeah. Sure.
What would happen if you didn't? Do you recall? Was there a threat?
I don't really remember, other than it was, I'd have to pay $250, and I'm sure, you know, they wouldn't just forget about it, so.
Well, that's what I want to know, and thank you, by the way, Jerry, for calling and sharing that story. As I told you before, Mark, it was our friend Russell Canning, an early mover for the Free State Project, who actually received one of these fines for having something like a knife on him when he went through a checkpoint. And you get the fine later on, and it was $250, as of my recollection of what the fine was. And I don't think he's ever paid it. And I think that what they would have to do in that case is probably similar to what the FCC has to do if they go after a pirate radio operator, and that is to take it to prosecution, meaning that the TSA can send you a fine and you can ignore it. Then again, I'm not giving legal advice. This is my understanding of how this works. And they can't ever collect on the fine without sending it to the Justice Department for prosecution. At least that's how it works, as I understand it, with the FCC. And I presume the TSA operates in a similar manner. So usually it's just the sending of the fine that works. Usually that's going to be more than enough to get people scared to go ahead and pony up the cash. And, of course, they put on an amount there that seems like, you know, that's handleable, $250. Send it in now. We'll go ahead and cut you a 50% break on it. Hey, $125, and I don't have to deal with the federal government anymore? Sure, I'll cut that check. That's what most people say.
Well, this is why, just having come back from Belize and talking to the Belizeans about what they call corruption there, graft and corruption, it's really no different than what goes on here in the United States. People pay for the same reasons. It's just that it's much more codified here. That you know what the payoff is, and it's usually way too high, and it goes through their processes, and everybody, you know, understands and gives it their approval, whereas there it's like you just pay, one person pays another person.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. By the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to Rachel on the line in Texas on Skype. Hello, Rachel. Oh, wait, you know what? It would help if I actually put the call off of hold. See, Skype is a little bit different from the regular phones. Rachel, are you there with us?
Yes, I sure am.
And Rachel, make sure you get right on in close on that microphone.
Okay, is that any better?
It's terrible, actually. I'm gonna put you on hold. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. I apologize about that. Let's go instead to Brian. He's in Grafton, New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm from a town of about 1,200 people here in Grafton. There's a lot of liberty activists that have moved here, and we had the town meeting today where we get to set the budget for spending on the town.
Now, this was a big deal last year. I remember we talked about Grafton activists, and Grafton's a fairly small town. Population, what, 1,500 or so?
Maybe 1,200 or 1,500, somewhere in that.
And so there's been a fairly large amount of liberty activists that have moved there as part of the Free State Project. And of course, we've certainly talked about the Free State Project a number of times. The idea being to move thousands of liberty activists all to the same geographic area, which is New Hampshire. And, sorry about that. And so in this case, the activists, a lot of them have chosen to move to Grafton. I mean, I guess disproportionate to the rest of the areas of New Hampshire. Grafton gets a fair amount of activists, all things considered, for its size. And last year, you guys made a pretty big impact at this town meeting, as I understand it.
Well, yes, we did. The town, we got some help from Mother Nature last year. They had to move the town meeting from a Saturday to an evening because of the weather.
But things didn't go so well today. In fact, did you get arrested from what I've heard?
I did. I actually grew up in Grafton. My parents fled Vermont in 73. So
stand by, Brian. I'd like to hear your story and what happened to you here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Who says politics is safe activism? It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. And don't forget, we've got all kinds of features on our website. Listening options, we've got those. You got broadband, midband, and narrowband options for streaming. That means you can listen to us live, or you can listen to playback versions of the most recent show in the other 21 hours a day on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast and beyond that we have on board that air the show at various different times. In addition to that, we've got our satellite listening choices that allow you to get tuned in anywhere in North or Central America. Mark, you could have listened probably down in Belize. I haven't looked at the pattern, but I think it might make it down there.
If I had a free-to-air satellite thing.
If you had free-to-air satellite at your hotel.
I brought with me to my hotel.
So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. The Free State Project, we are going to continue our conversation here with Brian in Grafton. He's called in to talk about a town meeting. Now, Mark, you've been to some of these town meetings before, so I imagine you're going to have more familiarity with some of the things that Brian's telling us about. I live in the city of Keene, so things are a little bit different here with a city council as opposed to a town council. Town meetings are very, very democratic. For instance, people who actually live in the town can show up and essentially direct the town budgets and things like that, from what I understand. And please correct me if I'm wrong.
This is the fact is the town meetings are the most democratic democracy in the United States. People talk about the United States is not a democracy. Well, you know, in New England, the town meetings actually are.
Which also means that the busybodies, the early bird gets the worm, the people who come out and have an interest in controlling others usually get their way. But we're starting to turn the tide here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, and the idea there is to focus liberty activists in one geographic area. Because the problem is, and this is a big problem, is, yeah, there's a lot of people who like the ideas of freedom. But there aren't very many of them who are willing to do something about it. There aren't very many people who like freedom who are willing to be active about it. And then of those who are willing to be active, there just aren't very many of them, you know, and they're all spread out across the United States. So the few that there are aren't particularly effective because they're not all in the same place. So the idea behind the Free State Project was, well, let's get a bunch of them all into the same geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen by a popular vote. And we've moved here, Mark, you and I, as early movers for the Free State Project. There are over 1,500 people like us who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 have pledged to make the move. So we've barely just begun with this whole process, and already Free Staters in New Hampshire are making a huge impact. People are getting elected. Liberty-oriented legislation has passed. We've blocked some really bad legislation from getting in, and it's an exciting time. What I would invite you to do is check out Free State Project. Project.org. If you love liberty, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that, you know, freedom means allowing others to kind of live their life how they want, so long as they don't hurt anybody else. You want to experience what is this like? You go to nhlibertyforum.com. We have the Liberty Forum coming up in less than 2 weeks. We're going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. There will be dozens of speakers, and there will be hundreds of people, many of whom have already made the move, like we have, others who are considering a move, others who are planning on moving but just haven't had the chance to do so yet. It's going to be a great time. It's an awesome networking event and a lot of fun. February 20th through the 23rd at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Go to nhlibertyforum.com to get your tickets, and we will see you there. Brian is with us in Grafton. Now, Brian, you attended a town meeting recently, and I guess, was it today you said or yesterday?
Yes, it was today.
It was today. You were arrested.
I'm chairman of the Grafton Planning Board. I've been chairman of the Grafton Planning Board. It's an all-libertarian property rights board. But we had
And you said you're a native. You lived there your whole life.
Since 73, yep.
Okay, so a long time.
So, yes. Well, anyway, we have a new moderator in town, and she is a school bureaucrat her entire life. And her son is one of the most dangerous selectmen we have, my personal opinion. Whether it's fact or not is irrelevant. So anyway, she had a list of rules, which is good, and point of order may be raised at any time. I read through the list. And then at the bottom of the list, we had the rules of decorum. So I was reading the list to see what new rules we had to follow for the meeting. And the first rule of decorum was personal attacks against people or their motives will not be permitted and will be considered disorderly conduct. And they have RSA.
That's good. Good stuff.
So I raised my hand. I said, point of order. I find that I know politics is a divisive and contentious arena, but I believe that's a violation of my First Amendment rights. And so we went around with the town meeting and all the discussions. We wanted to strike the rules of decorum.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the bat, you know, we got a little heated, the debate. And we lost the vote. So it was about 70-30. There's about 100 people attending the meeting out of...
Wow. There was that many people at the school board meeting today in Keene, which is much larger than Grafton. So it sounds like a pretty big turnout for this town meeting.
Yeah. I think the statists are fearful, frankly. More things happen that are very, state controlled. A bunch of fairly new people in town. I'm not going to call them free staters. I'm not going to label them in a collectivist term. Have moved to town. NPR was there doing a story on the Free State Project. The Valley News was there asking me whether I was a free stater. All this collectivist terminology. Several people who thought they had filled out their voting, registration forms somehow got lost.
So they were disallowed from participating as voters in this town meeting?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And this, the first time this has ever happened in past meetings, because I've been to the meetings for the last 10 years as, a political hack, chairman of the planning board, they've always allowed people, as long as they promise to vote, to register and vote, the town has voted, and given them permission to vote in the town, in the town meeting.
Just to clarify, what you're saying is if somebody just showed up and they weren't on the voter rolls, as long as they promised to register to vote, they wouldn't have to register right there?
Right. As long as they promised to do what they had to do to register to vote before the March 2nd meeting or whatever.
Sounds like they might have been bending the rules on that one.
Yeah, I would think that they would have to register them right there. In New Hampshire, it's same-day registration.
Well, I know that in the school board meeting that I attended today, where we had a dozen activists there and there was about 90 other people, at this particular meeting, the rule of the school board is you had to be registered to vote 10 days in advance. So you couldn't do that in this... Go ahead.
It's always been this way in the past. It's that we are the governing body, they've said. So we can allow people to vote. It's
all right, Brian, what I want to get from you is I want to hear the part about you getting arrested coming up next. So we're going to fast forward to that and take your calls and thoughts. I hope somebody does a write-up with some more of the detail of what happened. I'd like to post that over at freekeen.com for more off-the-air reading. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. If you value your online privacy, then you need to look at Pro XPN. The price is right. $5 a month. All you have to do is use our discount code to get that deal. I'll tell you what that is here in a moment. But what is Pro XPN? It's a global virtual private network. That means your data from your computer is encrypted on the way to the Pro XPN servers, meaning that your internet service provider just becomes a pass-along. They're just passing your data that is encrypted. They can't look at it onto Pro XPN server. Once it reaches Pro XPN server, it then goes out to the rest of the internet unencrypted, and then it comes back to you encrypted. So basically, it means that your internet service provider can no longer know what you're doing online. They're probably logging your internet habits right now. If you don't have Pro XPN, your current ISP is probably logging all your Google searches and whatever other search terms you're running and any other search engines. And all of this may be kept as long as 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app. It works for Windows. There's one for Mac, iOS, as well as Android. Plus, there's an instruction set to make Pro XPN work correctly with Linux, and it works well. It's a simple setup process with Linux. proxpn.com/FTL. You can go there to get started. Download their free app. ProXPN also allows you to get around blocks. So if you are at a workplace, if you are at a school, for instance, where certain websites are prohibited, certain search terms are banned, just use ProXPN. The problem is solved when you do that. Again, you can get around blocks even in other countries. So if you're visiting China, you've got your laptop there, ProXPN on it, you don't have a problem searching for Tank Man in China on Google, because China doesn't know, the Chinese ISPs won't know what you're doing, because you'd be connecting to Singapore or connecting to Prague or the United States servers. They've got all kinds of servers worldwide that you can connect to with your premium account at proxpn.com/FTL. Save 20% on the lifetime of the account by using our discount code, which is FTL and then the number 20. So FTL20 to save 20%. Again, that's good on their monthly package. It's good on their yearly package. So go ahead and use that, or pay with Bitcoin and then save 33% on the annual package at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, discount code FTL20 and proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go back to the phones and your thoughts. We've got Brian in Grafton. He's telling us about a town meeting today where apparently Free State Project participants and local liberty-loving New Hampshire natives and longtime residents were at the meeting, expecting to hopefully have another great impact like they did last year. But last year, you said, Brian, that you were assisted by some bad weather, and so a lot of the state-loving people did not come out, the people who want to control you. They didn't come out last year, but boy, were they apparently out in force this year, and you ended up getting arrested. Can you get to that part of the story?
Basically, I was upset because the free speech rights were being disregarded for political correctness or whatever. As Frank Zappa said, they're just words, basically. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But anyway, they wouldn't allow my neighbors to vote for some bureaucratic snafu. The bureaucrats lost their voter registration.
Oh, boy.
So there was a vote on that with a lot of back and forth, and lost the vote on that. It was
so there was a vote on allowing them to vote?
Yes. And okay. It's always been, they've always been allowed to vote in the past. People figure if you care enough to show up in the past, you were given the right.
All right. And that changed today. Go ahead.
That changed today. So it was about a 70-30 breakdown.
And you were upset.
I was upset, and I got taunted. I had someone behind me, like, swearing at me, calling me names. All of
they were laughing at us today. The teachers at the school board meeting were laughing at us, and some of us were told to sit down and, you know, stop wasting their time, et cetera.
Yeah, I had a woman from across the room, this is democracy in action. And so I said, democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner, honey. I'm not sure if that's the comment that got me arrested or what. I'm actually not sure how it happened. I don't remember the moderator asking me to leave. The police chief came over, who I know. We vote on our police chief in Grafton. I know him, Russell, the police chief. And I said, Russell, come on. I'm here to cut the budget. I know your police budget has gone up like 50% in the last 3 years, and I'm here to cut your budget.
Well, he definitely wants you to get out.
Yeah, he wants you to get
out of here.
He said, you got to leave. And I said, no, come on, Russell. I'll settle down. Let's keep the emotions in check. I just want to cut the budget. And he said, no, you have to leave or you're going to be arrested. And I said,
oh, boy.
Do what you got to do.
Oof.
So he said, come
on.
Did. And I didn't resist the arrest. I just got up, grabbed my clipboard. They didn't cuff me or anything, but as I was walking out, I started singing God Bless America, Land of the Free. And
there, from what I'm told, there is video of this, but it has not yet hit the YouTubes.
I think so. There were some people videoing it, I believe.
All right. I definitely want to see the link. That way we can share it with our listeners so they can see what happened. And we need more people. I mean, that's just a fact. And I thank you, Brian, for calling. And keep us in the loop, will you? Will you let us know what happens with these charges? Because I imagine you're not going to plead guilty.
I don't think it's going to be a big deal. They didn't, you know, they didn't search me or they didn't one of the
But you are facing disorderly conduct, and that is a misdemeanor, right? So, I mean, you're not going to plead guilty, right?
No.
Okay, great. So then keep us in the loop. Let us know how court goes, and I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. So, Mark.
You'd think that if the lady said this is democracy in action, you'd think if democracy could solve our problems that it would have by now. I mean, Athens.
Well, no, it's all those other guys in the democracy that are causing the problem.
But that's really what democracy is. Democracy is everybody getting their opinion and being able to vote on it. I see these town meetings over and over again, and I see people voting, you know, unanimously to approve things. I think that democracy is really an interesting study in human behavior, but a terrible way to run a government. It's an awful way. And as he said, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The minority always gets trampled on in democracy. That's the way it's designed. Democracy is designed to trample on the minority, whoever they might be.
And then they want to get in control eventually so they can trample other people. And there becomes this struggle, this everlasting struggle between the sides. There's the red and the blue, which, of course, is this false dichotomy. What there really is the people who support controlling others and those who support freedom. And we saw it in action today here at the Keene School Board meeting. Last year, we had 5 activists turn out for this particular meeting. That was decent, considering Keene is a fairly apolitical place where a lot of people aren't even interested in doing political action. This year, Mark, we had 12 people, so we're up by 140% this year, which I was very excited about.
12 whole people, okay.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, those 12 people were the supermajority of the votes. There was one vote to increase the budget that was proposed at this school board meeting, and it lost by 15 votes. So we were 12 out of the 15 votes that made sure that budget increase didn't
That's
go
good.
Through. That's something. But none of the proposals that we made actually had any success.
Well, the very fact that you guys make a proposal ensures its destruction at this point.
Yeah, well, I proposed a $5 million cut in the school budget, down from $63 million to $58 million. That went down in a vote of like 70 to 15. So there were about 3 other people in the auditorium who we didn't know who were voting with us on
was
these
it a,
things.
Was it a voice ballot? Or
no, it was a secret ballot. In fact, that was one of the things that Daryl put in, was that we wanted secret ballots on all the votes. And boy, did that upset some of the people who support the state in there.
Well, the thing is that they like voice votes because they can public shame.
Right, they can shout people down. You know who the bad people are.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, what they found in New England public meetings is that, hey, you know, the guy who runs the public works department, he's there. He's in the town. He sees who votes for his new truck and who votes against it. Guess who's getting there, getting the special treatment, or the fire department, or whoever. Hey, you voted against our new truck? I guess your house is going to burn a little longer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is what's necessarily happened everywhere, but people have claimed it's happened some places.
So we need more people here in New Hampshire. We're just getting the ball rolling. We literally need thousands more. And so you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We continue Free Talk Live here in moments. Take control of the airwaves.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a 4-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a 4-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
XPN toll-free line, and of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have. We do have archives that go back for years. You can just click and download as many episodes of this program as you would like. So go to freetalklive.com and do that for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we started this week out, and you just got back from a vacation.
That's right.
And I was a little bit worried that you weren't going to get to try Sherry's Berries.
Yep. Yeah, they're very good.
But luckily, there was a mistake with our address. They weren't able to deliver them to the mailbox that we have, and so we had to call them like the day before their ads were supposed to start running. And of course, they said, we're going to get some out to you, and they sent them right here to the studio, which meant that they actually made it here in time for us to put. They sent us two of them, as a matter of fact, two boxes of Sherry's Berries. And so Daryl and I decimated one box of them for the most part last night.
And I decimated the other.
And you worked pretty heavily on this one in here. Sherry's
Berries. They're very, very good.
Right. They're as good as I was expecting them to be, and I was expecting them to be delicious. So they're covered in chocolate. There's white chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. We're talking about chocolate-covered strawberries, giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99, and that's over 40% savings.
Did you notice that it's hard to know if a strawberry is going to be good or not? You know, berries, you take them as they come, right?
Yeah, if you go to the grocery store, you get a box of strawberries, yeah, some of them can be kind of iffy.
Now, I assume that these people are berry experts because they're running a thing called Sherry's Berries,
right.
And what the evidence of that is that each one of these strawberries was delicious.
I loved the Sherry's Berries.
And inside and out. Like, the chocolate's great, I mean, but chocolate's always good.
Yeah.
But a strawberry, inconsistent is what my experience has been, not when it came to Sherry's Berries.
It was delicious, and this is a no-brainer Valentine's Day gift. It's something that you can enjoy with your loved one mm-hmm. instantly upon opening it. And
That's probably how long they'll last, just over an instant.
Well, there's a joke on the box that says, once you open it, these will disappear quickly or something like that. I don't have it in front of me. But
You probably should try to save one for the other folks in the household, but good luck.
Or disappears once opened or something like that. Anyway, you can get them for $19.99. And that gets you some delicious strawberries. You can actually double the berries for just $10 more. But in order to get those deals, you have to use our discount code when you go to berries.com. BERRIES.com. Use code FTL by clicking the microphone in the top right. That gives you access to the special deal from Sherry's Berries. I'm so excited they've come on board. It's our first year doing business with Sherry's Berries. And please, even if you don't order what we're talking about, they've got other combos and interesting things that you can buy over at berries.com. Whatever you order, please use our code FTL so Free Talk Live gets credit for it. Of course, you can schedule the delivery day as well. So if you want this delivered on Valentine's Day, no problem. BERRIES, that's berries.com. Click the mic in the top right, type in FTL to get that special deal. Again, giant freshly dipped strawberries for just $19.99. Or double the berries for just $10 more. Use code FTL, berries.com. All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Robert is, not Robert, ladies first. We'll get to Robert. Rachel is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Rachel.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and talk about my experience with the TSA and Coupatons and trying to get them through security.
Okay, sure.
I was traveling from Austin International to New Orleans and to visit my husband. He had moved for a job, and I was following a couple months later. But I went for a weekend visit, and I had a Coupaton in my carry-on bag that I forgot was in there. You know, I was just carrying it around for protection for myself while, you know, my husband was out of town and moving out of state, actually. And I made it through Austin with no problem, completely forgot the entire, you know, weekend that I was there, mm-hmm. was brought back to the New Orleans airport and was trying to get back onto my return flight home, and went through security, and they pulled me aside and wanted to look, you know, run my bag through the scanner again. And I said, sure, you know, no problem. Couldn't imagine what they could possibly be, you know, be worried about. And the guy pulled me aside, you know, again, and was like, well, you know, we need to go through your bag. You know, is there like a notebook or a binder? And I had a notebook in there, so they took it out. They rescanned the bag, and they said there was still something they were concerned about. So they started actually going through the bag and pulled out the Coupaton that I had been carrying around in my bag for, you know, just self-defense in case. And
it is a defensive weapon. Am I correct about that? That's why I said before, this doesn't seem like it'd be much of an offensive weapon, but it's intended for defense.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like for like pressure points and stuff. You know, if someone's coming on to you, you can, you know, get them like in the chest or the arm, you know, where the arm and the shoulder are.
It's a long, for our listeners who weren't listening earlier, it is a cylindrical object. It's about 6 or 7 inches long and commonly carried on keychains, for instance. So go ahead with your story.
Yeah, and this one actually still had the keychain part on it, even though I didn't actually carry it on my keys. And, it's steel, so it could definitely do some damage if I was attacked. But the guy pulled it out of my bag, and, you know, of course, I had the shocked look on my face. And he looks at me and he says, well, you know what this is used for. And I said, well, of course, you know, my husband moved out of state a couple months ago. Of course I know what it's used for. I carry it for self-defense. And he said, okay, well, we have to confiscate it. And I said, that's fine. You know, I'm running late for my flight. So that's, you know, do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
And he just took it from me, and I went to my gate, which they had only just started boarding. So I was able to take a look at my phone, and my husband had dropped me off at the airport and had seen me be pulled aside by the TSA and was worried because he couldn't actually see where I'd been pulled aside to. So he was worried that they had taken me to the back and was calling me frantically. And he told me later he was about ready to, like, come through security to find out where I was if I hadn't answered the phone when I did. And I told him what had happened, and he said, well, see if they'll give it back to me. And so I went, you know, because they had just started boarding my flight, I was on, like, the second or third group of seats. So I went back up to the gate, and I said, hey, that's my husband on the other side. Do you mind if, you know, you can give it back to him. And they said, yeah, sure, no problem. So
wow.
They pulled my husband over, and he said, yeah, that's my wife. And they said, okay, well, you know, give us a few minutes. And they went ahead, and about 20 minutes later, the guy pulled him over to the side and, like, kind of secretly, like, gave him the coup baton in front of this whole line of people who were waiting to go through security, and just basically told him, okay, get out, go. And he took it and left the airport, and there wasn't any problem after that. But I just thought it was completely opposite of the story that you guys were talking about.
Well, right, because a lady called the show earlier, not a lady, but a gentleman called the show earlier saying his wife was arrested for a coup baton, if I'm recalling correctly. But she was black, and you're not.
From Nigeria, too. So
I'm guessing you're not black.
Yeah, definitely not black. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't look like I'd really be of any danger to anybody. But so I definitely thought it was a skewed, you know, TSA and what their standards are and what they actually were looking for.
What I find interesting about this is that the coup baton, whatever this thing is, however it's pronounced, was given to your husband in front of a large group of people. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't have the coup baton on a plane full of a large group of people because you may harm that large group of people, but it's okay for him to have the coup baton before the TSA screening where the large group of people is. If he was going to do something, he wielding this thing would probably be more dangerous than you wielding this thing. Like, they have this whole kind of mixed up world they live in where planes are dangerous places or something. I don't know.
Rachel, I'm glad that you walked away from that one, and thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Robert. He's been waiting patiently in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guy. How are you? Welcome back, Bert.
Thanks, Robert.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Robert.
Yeah. Look, I just had a couple of questions because I had an incident that I went through last night, and at some point, I'd like to be able to share it on air, but I would like to be able to discuss it a little bit more with you guys when we can get a chance.
Okay.
But I want to know what a bail bondsman, do you have to pay them?
No, they don't work for free.
That's an interesting question. The answer is no. In New Hampshire, you do not
have a bail bondsman.
Yeah, but what he's talking about is the bail commissioner. He's not talking about a bond. Not talking about a private bondsman. You're talking about a bail commissioner. Here in New Hampshire, when you get arrested, there's a man who shows up no matter what time of day or night and shows up and basically can process bail paperwork for you and then ultimately wants a $40 fee. One of the first articles that Brad Jardis ever wrote for us over at freekeen.com was outing that fee as not mandatory, in that you can get bailed out with this bail commissioner without paying the fee, although later on the judge may demand that you pay it. You can ultimately refuse, from what I understand. They may put you in jail for a day as a result of that. But ultimately, you do not have to pay the bail commissioner in New Hampshire, is my understanding. Robert, I don't know if you had more. If you do, you can hang on. But I know that you didn't want to get into detail on what happened, but it did involve an arrest. I'll say that much because I did talk to Robert off the air about it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low price floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam, I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.